Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We are with Janky James here on the phone. Janky, on Thursday, the University of Buffalo said that they're holding a community meeting to update the public about the Tonawanda Coke soil study. I know you have previously mentioned to us your concerns about this study that UB has been doing. Could you refresh our minds what exactly are the concerns that I assume you would hope to address with them tomorrow?
Well, yeah, we haven't been quiet about our concerns about both of the community projects funded by the judge presiding over the Tonawanda Coke case. This was one of the studies, the Tonawanda Coke soil study. And specifically with this study, we had concern about how, they were taking 6-inch samples. We, as a community, we wanted 2-inch samples. That's where people are going to be really exposed in their gardens or the play areas. So, but basically this study is wrapping up and Joe Gardella will be, from UB, will be presenting the results Thursday night. To be quite honest, Mike, it's been quite a disappointment. That this was supposed to be a collaboration with the community, and it hasn't been that. So we're ready to move forward as a community. We'll move forward, and we've already started our own testing in community gardens and play areas where this is where people really wanted the testing to take place.
So, am I understanding your characterization right if I were to say then that you have little to no, I guess, confidence in this study?
Well, yeah. There's information on our website that we've had outside technical experts take a look at the plan. And, we haven't seen the results. We've been asking for transparency to get, de-identified results. So we haven't seen that. But regarding the plan, we've had some outside technical experts that have raised some serious questions.
What type of, interactions are you hoping to have with the University at Buffalo on Thursday? First of all, are you going to this meeting yourself?
Yeah, there will be a representative from our group there. But we're just going to be sitting there and listening. Like I said, we're ready to move on. This is hopefully wrapping up. I was at a pre-meeting with the results, and to be quite honest, they really didn't find too much of anything. So, we're ready to move on as a community.
So how exactly will your study differ from the one that was done by the University at Buffalo? And I guess how much are you guys spending on this study, knowing that UB spent over $700,000 on it?
Right. Well, yeah, it's been such a disappointment because the community, we were the people that submitted this project proposal and it was funded. Our study was funded. And then, UB ended up with the money and they pretty much did what they wanted to do. And it was not, not a collaboration. But whatever, that's water under the bridge right now. We're ready to move on. And we'll have to go get our own funding now. We've got a small grant from Erie County, and we did a few samples over, this past summer, and we're going to move forward. And we're known not to give up on certain things. This is just another case where we'll have to get back at it and get some more funding to provide the community with what we wanted.
I know you said representatives from your organization will be there, but you've been the person at the head of it. Are you planning to be there?
Yes, at this point, yes, I plan to be there.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.